Welcome to the Versalist area, where my colleague and I explore the state of augmented reality educational apps. I'm Patrick O'Shea, Professor of Media Technology and Learning Design at Appalachian State University. My co-host here is Tim Scapina, a doctoral student at App State. Over the past few years, Tim and I have evaluated all of the commercially available educational AR apps. As part of that, we created augmentedrealityeducationalapps.com so that we could present that data and give folks somewhere to get a more objective look at the tools. This podcast is where we give a semi-regular check-in about what's new with the area. Hey, Tim, how are you?
Semi-regular, yes.
That's all right.
Yes.
So
I'm
okay.
glad I'm glad we broke out the recording equipment today and decided to take this live.
Well, you've been a busy man.
See,
You got stuff on your plate,
oh, I tell you
classes,
what,
all kinds of stuff.
almost, yep, just finished my last class I'll ever take. That's what I keep saying.
That's not exactly true.
Yes.
Not exactly true, because you will have to set up sign up for dissertation credits,
Yes,
and that
I know.
will be a class.
Yes, I know. Technically, this I'm tricking my brain into thinking this. Boy, that's the
No, you
last time you have to do that.
yes. No, you'll be all right. Mostly, from what I understand, most of the dissertation credits are like doing check-ins and meeting with your committee members
Yeah,
and
I meeting with my
attend.
committee chair. That's what I heard.
Attend a defense and write up a summary and all this sort of stuff.
I don't know if I can get mine on the phone.
Who, the committee chair?
Yeah, he's probably like in a mud pile somewhere.
I hear that he's a pain to work with.
He's very hard to work with. Very. Yes.
I can't wait. This is good. All right. Well, anyway, listen, this is it, is it, spring is sprung here. It's actually summer is springing here.
Yes. It's a pollen's back out.
Yes.
It's
My
finally decided it's landed on a particular season.
not here. It's like high 50s, low 60s at night.
Oh
And
wow.
like high 80s, low 90s in the day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But listen here, I'm sorry I even brought it up, because talking about the weather is, there's nothing worse. There's nothing more boring than talking about the weather. So why don't we jump into our topics? I know you've got topics for us to talk about.
So many topics. Well, now we're reintroducing the user's favorite se users, listeners, favorite, jeez, favorite segment. It's the number of the day.
Okay,
T
nice.
today today's number is 300 million. 300 million.
Okay, I'm gonna guess this is how many years ago life began on Earth.
300. Let me look that up.
Or like animal life. How about animal life?
GPT,
Not just plant life. I'm talking animal life.
animal life. Animal life. Let's see. On Earth. This is taking too long. Let's see. That was over 500 million years ago,
Ah, so
according
close.
to my friend ChatGPT.
Well,
No.
I don't believe Chat GPT.
Well, you should always verify your information because it could have hallucinations.
That's right.
No, this actually it's the th 300 million is the number of people engaging with AR experiences on Snapchat every day on average.
Okay.
300 million people engaging with the
But where does this
Snapchat.
number come from? I have
This
questions.
is according to oh yes, the tech Crunch.
Okay.
Tech Crunch. Start date, May 1st, 2024. They're saying
And
that, and
how do they actually how do they do this? Like, how do they?
it's probably self-reported, so
Right.
it could be anything. But that's yeah, revenues up. Q1 of 2024, they increased revenue by 21%. So
All right.
Yeah, so they're going 300 million.
300 million. All right, cool.
Yep, good stuff. That's number of the day, sponsored by. Don't have a sponsor.
We
Not yet. Not yet.
don't have any, yeah, sponsored by
Yeah.
yeah, I don't know.
Burger, not Burger King.
No, don't get us in trouble. Not a sponsor.
Burger King, flame broiled
Yeah.
deliciousness. All right. So that was the so I guess we can go to the first story here.
All right,
First story.
the first
So
story.
apparently this is Yahoo Life. Yahoo is still in existence.
Right.
Yahoo
Hello, email
Life.
address is a Yahoo email address.
Yes, well, that's now people are going. Can you even get those anymore?
Yahoo accounts? I'm
It's
sure you
yeah.
can. Sure.
Okay.
I'm gonna
So
go and
this
see.
well,
Man
yeah, okay, you check
at
that out.
yahoo.com.
So apparently Minecraft is coming out with an augmented reality game, and it sounds more detailed than Pokemon Go.
Well, that's not hard to achieve, right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, it's they're showing a picture here, and it looks kind of cool. There's
I
a
liken this.
Minecraft tree house in someone's front yard. That's kind of neat. So on Friday, Microsoft finally dropped their official reveal trailer for Minecraft Earth. And if you enjoy the Pokemon Go app, this will be right up your alley. An alley you'll soon be able to spruce up with your own Minecraft structures. So it's going to be free to play. It'll allow users to build creations with friends and place them in the real world at life size.
All right. I'm checking this. So, for what purpose do you place these items?
Well, there's a video here.
I'm
I'm
watching.
watching
It
this
looks
kid's
good. There's ducks and there's
skateboarding. There's a
Minecraft
skateboarder.
trees and games and stuff. Sorry. Amazon just dropped a package off, so my dog is flipping out.
Well, now Amazon, they can just you just let them in your house.
Yeah, I'm not letting anybody into my house.
You can
You
just
kidding
give
me?
them your let them into your garage door. Nothing's bad's gonna happen. You know, it's
Of course
okay. Come on
not.
in. Let's see. So the person, let's see, what's the this is from The Verge, this other thing. Minecraft's G Earth's game director Torfi Olofsson told The Verge, "We've covered the entire planet in Minecraft. Every lake is a place you can fish. Every park is a place you can chop down trees. We've actually taken maps of the entire world and converted them to Minecraft."
I don't buy it. I don't. I have to see what the purpose of placing these things is. Like, are you basically playing Minecraft in the real world? Is that what you're doing?
Essentially, you're going to build yourself into a Minecraft world where you can't tell the difference between your world and the Minecraft world. I don't know. It's
I'm looking at this website and
it.
I see a related article on it. The title is Why I'm a Grown Man with a Job, a Boyfriend, and a Social Life Who's Obsessed with Pokemon Go. Should I click on that? Should I look at it?
No, probably not. No, that yeah, that's I don't know what that's all about.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not clicking on that. Who knows what this page is going to put on my computer?
Oh. Yeah, hang on a second. I'm about to edit here. This article is from 2019. We're gonna have
This
to edit this.
explains why we're so enamored with this.
We're gonna have
Obviously,
to
it's a huge success, this.
cut this part of the You send this to me, I'll do the heavy editing.
You won't do any such thing.
Oh, sweet Jesus. How'd this show up in my, how'd this show up in the feed for today?
Well, maybe they actually announced it. Maybe they actually did it
This
today.
is crazy. Yeah, it's from 2019.
AI. Well, you
How
know,
the
not a lot has changed in the
that
world since
boy. Well, this is
2019.
good. This is good radio here. Yeah, because I click on upcoming apps website and then it says it was shut down in 2021. Oh my Lord.
I wonder what caused it to shut down.
We just found out about it. Maybe nobody knew about it.
Apparently, yeah.
And I wonder if the Minecraft's direct game director is still employed.
Right, I'm gonna look. Our first episode was
Oh.
January 15th, 2021. So we were recording the virtual area when this was shut down.
I have no clue how that showed up in my feed
You know what
from 5 years ago.
it is? It's because it's Yahoo. It's
Yeah,
always like 5 years behind
it's
the
defunct. Ah, boy.
curve. All
Well,
right, why don't we go to topic number two then?
I lost. Yeah, I lost some street cred there.
Your mood cred. You lost
Yeah.
some mood cred.
Oh boy. Okay, that was for entertainment purposes only. This is real news. This is from QReal.io.
Okay.
Delaware North TD Garden, Boston, 1928 club. So I guess it's this club, this place. It's basically a bar.
Right.
Let's just call it a bar. The interesting with this thing with this is you go to this establishment. On the table, there's a QR code
Okay.
that brings up a menu of beverages. And when you click on the one that you're interested in, it presents a AR rendering of said beverage right in front of you.
Okay, so nobody else can see this except you, but it's basically so
Yes.
you can see what the cocktail looks like before you order.
Yes. Yes,
All
which I can this sometimes if I'm going somewhere and I'm like I don't do this often. I want to get something, but like I want to make sure that I'm curious.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Yeah.
'Cause there's a lot of craft that goes into this your drinks. So
I
there's an
like the
example.
video. Yeah.
Well, there's an example later on where it's a Boston sour. Let's see, it's a and they have, I mean, I don't know if this is more for an accurate representation, if this is a more like a commercial, but there's one made and there's an AR rendering and it's like looks exactly
Looks
the
exactly
same.
like.
But even if it's in the ballpark,
Yeah.
it's kind of neat. It's kind of neat.
I can almost guarantee that if it whatever drink comes out is going to look close enough that it's not going to be like you're disappointed. You know, like you see a burger on TV
Oh
and
boy.
then you go to the location and said burger looks bad and looks like it's been
No.
squished and sat on.
We
That's not going
use
to happen with this.
can we use the example of a sandwich?
Yes.
And let's just say the sandwich shop is also a name of a mode of transportation that's often found underground.
Sure. Yeah.
They look delicious on the TV.
Of course.
You
Yeah.
know, all fluffy, quote unquote, bread and
Yeah.
meats and veggie delights, and then you go there and they give it to you in a bag, like a plastic bag that you pick up your dog poop with. It looks like they just swung it around and beat somebody with it when it, you know, I mean,
Yeah. I will tell you, this is a fairly low level use of AR, though. I mean, it is presentational at best.
We're bringing that up again. Yes,
I'm
I
just
forgot
saying, like,
we actually do research.
yeah.
Yeah, this is,
It's a
yeah,
very beautiful presentation.
there's no manipulation occurring, but I mean, it looks pretty spot on there.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a pretty cool, and it's a current news. It's actually
So,
maybe we could get a field trip to this
sure.
place.
Well, maybe they'll have something like this in Scotland when we go to
Oh,
our
I'll ask
distillery.
when we go there, I'll ask the person, do you have any AR?
Yeah.
Can I see what that looks like?
No, and he'll
Yeah,
say,
get out of
we
here,
have.
loser.
Yeah, he'll say, we have real reality. We don't
We
allow
have
reality.
real.
Yeah, but he, like, here's the thing. He won't even say it like that because he'll have a Scottish accent. And I'm not going to do that to you because I don't want to, like, I don't want to deal
Our one
with the
listener
blowback.
our one listener from Scotland.
Yeah.
We have an interpreter, luckily, going with us.
That's all right.
He doesn't know it. I wonder. I don't want to be too silly. He still holds some of my cards.
Who does?
So,
Are you talking about
our
the
interpreter,
Sherry?
our
Sherry?
interpreter. I don't want to anger him.
He has no control over you.
Yeah. Well,
Well,
he
all
can
right,
make
let's go on to
the.
the next topic here. What's next?
Oh, well, this related news. This is from the weirdest sources. This isn't actually an accurate or a new thing. This is from Repairer Driven News, RDN.
Okay.
Repairer Driven. I don't even. What's a repairer? Like a
Someone who repairs things?
repairs things? I'm a
Yeah.
repair. I'm a repairer. Okay. Allstate applies for augmented reality crash scene patent.
Okay. This is kind of cool. What's this
So
about?
apparently, this device would allow users to correspond with vehicles, real-world locations, and other objects, such as trees, the patent says. It can also include weather and time of day. So currently, claims processing may involve interactions with multiple insurance agents, claims adjusters, and other representatives, Patton says. This process will also includes that the processing of paperwork, telephone calls, and face-to-face meetings. So what apparently they want to do is utilize AR to document or is there can produce augmented reality visualization of crash scenes. So they're going to map a crash in AR
Okay.
and then integrate all this of the other
So it's a crime
shenanigans.
scene recreation thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Essentially, yes, there's an image that I guess it'll you take still images. I don't know if this is going to involve like LiDAR scanning
Yeah.
or like what's going to occur, but it looks like they're just trying to make one catch-all system for document and stuff
Yeah.
and tracking. But the AR thing seems pretty interesting in how they're going to,
It says the system receives video of the accident site from a camera on the user's mobile device. Users could then select objects to be displayed in the setting. Other data such as vehicle sensor information, dash cams, and street cameras could be put into the system to recreate the reality. I'm sensing a little bit of overreach, but it's kind of cool. I mean, I guess, you know.
Well, yeah.
I guess they don't have to send out individual assessors each time to the accident site to see what actually happened.
Well, it's yeah, as long as it's an accurate representation, I'd probably be doing it, and it'd be totally wonky and backwards. And it looked like I caused the dang thing or something. How did this tree get in the middle of the road?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, so that was interesting. It's just a patent, so we haven't got that far yet. But
Right.
Allstate, who's there? Is that Flo?
No,
Is that
Flo is
who's?
Progressive.
Oh, that's Progressive. Who's Allstate? Oh, you're in good
They're in good
hands.
hands.
You're in good hands. They still got that
Not
one.
none of those, by the way, none of them are sponsors.
Who do they? Allstate. Oh, they got a boring website. I was trying to see who the I forgot that dude's name. That's looks like
Yeah,
they got.
the guy who played the president on 24, right?
Yeah, I liked him. Looks like they. He's no longer. Oh, it's either the Flow or the Gecko.
Yeah.
Those are the other ones. Could be sponsors. So I guess we can roll on here. This one's from the BBC.
All right,
This is
good.
5 days ago. See, they tell me
Yes,
this is
see.
current. Whew. Thank God for the BBC.
Hey, by the way, that Allstate one, April 1st, 2024.
See?
It could be an April Fool's trick.
Oh, I swear.
Are
This
you going to
episode.
trust the repairer driven news?
The link tied to something else that was legitimate too.
There's no comments on this. So
Hang on.
I'm gonna believe it. I'm gonna believe
They
it.
put a lot of work in this website if it's fake, because they got they got Facebook going on. Yeah, I'm gonna go with it. A repairer.
Yes.
Oh, all
All
right.
right, so what's happening in the UK?
Yeah.
What's happening in 5 days ago in the
Yes.
UK?
Students plan a futuristic service station for the M25.
Okay.
Oh, let's just see the let's see where the UK M25 for our UK listeners. The M25 runs. Oh, it's a loop around London.
Yeah. Before we go any further, can you hear anything in the background of my house?
No.
Okay. My daughter is watching a horror movie, and so
Oh, that's fine.
I really want to make sure that's not
Well,
me.
the only horror I can hear is this podcast right now. It's by me totally mangling most of it.
Yes. All
Sorry,
right,
my
so
apologies.
the M25 in the UK around London.
Yeah, around a loop, a large. I might just next time I'm there. Take that puppy around.
Good luck.
So,
You have a good time with that.
take,
Like
yeah.
driving on the highway.
Yeah, it just keep going left. Or right. No, it'd be right. You're backwards. So, students have been investigating how to create service station of the future in Surrey using virtual reality, solar power, and kinetic energy of children's swings. The University of Bristol's Innovation Centre collaboration with Road Chef, which runs Clackett Lane services to create futuristic concepts for the site. Now, Clackett Lane has 2 million visitors each year at its westbound site on the M25 near Oxted and Westerham.
Yeah.
There's a dude here, his name's Dan Sutton. He's Road Chef's project director.
All
Said
right.
service areas were, quote, critical in helping motorists transition to electrical vehicles. And the project aimed to understand how we can best prepare ourselves for that future.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you
Thank
the
you.
picture at a little bit down on this website
Yeah.
does not like it's clearly made up. There's something uncanny valley-ish about it.
It's yeah. Those trees look a little wonky.
Yeah.
The budget didn't go into the getting a graphic designer.
Yeah.
So students' ideas included turnstile turbines to generate energy for electric car charging using
Okay.
kinetic energy of children. So you're going to use kids moving to make some power. And then also AR and VR. So let's see. Oh, Mr. Sutton added, Others looked, I can't do a British accent. Others looked at the way in which kinetic energy
You mean
could be
you're
a
not British?
key, no.
You've
Key
had
focus.
me fooled for so long.
I, my, yeah, I'm not gonna, I'm not good with accents. Let's just say,
Yeah.
I barely mastered my accent. Oh, what'd he say? I forgot what he's saying. Yeah, it was another wind turbines, clack it.
Yeah, it says that they're going to, while the cars are charging, they're going to have VR
Yes.
and AR options available in the service station to help motorists relax after a long drive.
Yes, that's the point I was looking for.
Because
Yes.
that's just what you want to do, spend a whole bunch of time in a service state, like service station.
I don't know. It'd probably take you, I mean, some cars take a long time to charge, so you need something to do.
Well, that's one of the reasons I haven't bought a fully electric vehicle yet, because.
Well, yeah, if you drive, to work, it'll take you. You'll have to leave now.
Yeah. I
Got
mean,
to
it's a
keep re
6-hour drive from my house.
Got to keep
I would have to
recharging.
add another hour to it probably for charging halfway along.
But if you use the power of children moving to and fro, that's such, I wish they had a rendition of the children energy generating equipment.
I bet, well, there is some pictures down below. Like it looks like there might be little fake children playing along in there.
Yeah, I mean there's something going on back there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's I'm gonna zoom in. There's some lady doing squats.
Yeah, I see the lady doing squats.
There's somebody sitting on a, I don't know.
Yeah, you need swings or teeter-totters or something to get the kinetic energy. Squats ain't gonna do it.
Road shift. Now I must say, there are some nice gas stations I ran across, or petrol stations I ran across over there. So
Yes.
I walked into one. I was like, holy, it was like food looked good, and like a restaurant, like high-end restaurant quality.
Yeah.
Not
Well, we
like,
have those in some places.
not a bag. We have Buc-ee's.
That's right.
They'll never beat us.
Is
Okay. Oh, all right. And
the height of American culture, Buc-ee's?
I've been to the world's largest gas station. It's a
Yeah,
Buc-ee's.
that's
It's
ridiculous.
the pinnacle of everything that is American.
Yeah, fast food and
Food,
people, driving culture.
culture,
Wonder if they sell guns. Do they sell guns?
people. They sell hunting gear.
I know that they have like the wall of hot sauces and the
Oh,
hot,
no,
beef jerkies. Yeah.
jerky. They have a bakery. They have good barbecue.
Yeah.
They have shopping,
Yeah.
like home decor.
It's pulled pork too, right? Don't they have pulled
They have
pork?
brisket. They have pork.
Yeah. Now I'm hungry. We gotta stop.
They
Let's
have
wrap this one up. Goodness.
Icy's.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the ices. Do we have anything else we want to talk about here?
Yeah, we got one more. I need to report live from Buc-ee's next
Yeah,
time. Oh, this is from Innovate,
okay.
Innovate, Europe, Middle East, and Africa. So AR campaign at Piccadilly Circus reveals. Oh, this is from. Oh, yeah, it's for five. It's backwards. May 2nd, for a Piccadilly Circus reveals how virtual worlds impact real life. So, as we found out long ago, there's no circus there. Because I showed up and I was like, "Where's the circus?" And they said, "Go home."
I'm sure those the British folks have never heard that before.
They said, "Get lost." Well, this came out in a second, but it's only to the fifth. Well, it's over now. Wow, they really cut that short. It only happened for 7 days.
I'm telling you,
Man.
your Yahoo alerts are really not doing you any service.
No, this is horrendous. Well, maybe they'll bring it back.
Maybe.
Apparently there's some large screenage going on there. So they this Dassault Systèmes, it's like French, virtual twin technology, they highlight how imagination and innovation contribute to thriving, more sustainable worlds. So apparently this big screen, every 10 minutes, a 40-second immersive video using 3D effect, project viewers into an experience featuring 3D animations. They transition from the world's first fully functional model of the human heart to humans and robots working together to make products, from upcycled parts to futuristic aircrafts in cities to pod for growing plants in any environment.
I'm calling BS on this whole world's first fully functional model of a human heart. I'm calling BS.
I got fully functional model.
Yeah. There's
Yeah,
probably other fully functional models of a human heart that have been.
it looks pretty wonky. It looks like a bag of like salsa. Yeah, so anyway, so this apparently happened,
Are we sure that's not the stomach?
and I wasn't
Looks
there.
like a stomach to me.
Yeah, it looks, if your heart looks like that, you probably need a fully functional
Yeah.
heart. But those who call, yeah, if you saw this, let us know. I'd be interested in
What's the purpose of the
what
picture with
this.
the drone in it? What does that do?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out how that plays into this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
But there's
almost like
no.
they took a picture of the screen, and I wonder if, well, I don't know. I don't know.
Nobody's looking at it, so apparently it's not that.
It's not that immersive.
That's not that riveting.
Yeah. They've got there's a unfortunate lack of information and detail in this article.
Well, I mean, it's the future.
Yes.
So that caps off this episode of
Well,
I need to
don't
read the
go away
date.
yet. I've
I
got
need
an
to.
app. I've got an app that you may be interested in.
Oh my.
Yes.
I wasn't prepared for this.
Are you familiar with Blipper?
No.
BLIPAR?
No, let me look at Blip AR.
It's two P's though. BLIPAR.
For some reason, I defaulted to two Ps. Oh, let's see here. Okay.
This is an AR app. It's been around for a while, but they've just recently released Blip Builder. And so it makes it easy. It's kind of a replacement from what I've seen so far. It's kind of a replacement for the old Erasma app.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'm not sure if you were familiar with that or not,
No,
but
you we we that came up in class
yeah.
a while
This
ago.
looks like it's got potential for schools to actually be able to build some of those AR experiences.
Oh, it says no experience needed.
Yeah.
Built for everyone, whether you're an artist, student, professional, or educator.
Yeah. So I haven't tried it out, but I just got
Oh,
an email
sweet.
like a couple of days ago talking about this, and have they were replace they were releasing Blip Builder.
Oh, this free 3D assets.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I was messing with the LiDAR on a iPad Pro today, mapping, like scanning things.
Yeah.
So I wonder if I could upload those into this. And
Maybe.
yeah, cool. Well, I'm gonna give this a shot.
Yeah, try it out. I think I'm going to try it out as well, and we can maybe compare notes the next time
Yeah.
we meet.
Cool. Okay. Very
All right.
good.
Well, that's our listen, we haven't actually evaluated that tool, so we won't give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down yet, but we'll dive into that next time. Are we done, Tim? Like anything else you want to talk about?
That's it, yeah, I mean, I'll next see you in
Another
another hemisphere.
Fortnite, another, I don't know. We'll see. All right, well, listen, as we wrap this up, just as a reminder, if you have any apps that you'd like us to review, because that is our stated purpose, let us know. Yeah, you can either go to our website. Again, that's augmentedrealityeducationalapps.com, or you can send them to the versatilistpodcast@gmail.com. As always, Tim, been a pleasure.
Thank you.